Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Calm down.
No, I won't.
I'm calm, Karen.
Listening to Kids Bop. I'm listening to the new Taylor Swift album.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
That thing did like 2 million like sales in like 3 days.
Did it?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise you, does it?
Well, I mean, no one buys albums anymore.
Can I,
but that one.
I listened to it. I haven't listened to all of it yet, but I've listened to most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, once again, I don't get it. I don't get the hype. I don't.
People love her.
I know they do, but I love her. I think she's wonderful. And what she means to young girls, she's amazing at what she does, all
Taylor
that.
Swift, damn, she,
her music, it ain't for this bro, bro.
People cannot get enough of it. I like some of her stuff.
Did you listen to the new album yet?
I have not. It takes me a while, because no offense, but like, I don't. It's the same thing with Beyonce one, the country album.
I listened to that right away, too.
I did not.
Now, that's pretty damn good.
I liked it.
I got to tell you.
It was good.
And I'm not a huge Beyonce fan, but it's really good. This one, meh.
Yeah, it did over 1.5 million sales in 3 days.
What kind of reviews is it getting? Or is Taylor Swift so popular that nobody could ever say anything bad about her?
I just don't think it matters. Like...
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know.
But are people saying that it's, oh my God, it's amazing? Or
like compared to others, are there hits? I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't hear a hit.
I can look and see if what the Rolling Stone review is. We trust Rolling Stone, right?
I mean, we're
for
supposed
the most
to.
Part, yeah.
Yeah.
It combines the intimacy of folklore Evermore with the synth pop gloss of Midnights to create music that's wildly ambitious and gloriously chaotic. That from Rolling Stone.
Sounds like a mess.
Can you translate that?
I think that means...
Gloriously chaotic doesn't sound good.
Well, I think that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, if you're listening to metal.
I gotta tell you, I got a review for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's not gonna sound like that one. Here's my review of Taylor Swift's new album, okay? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, right there. But she's great. I love her. I think she's wonderful.
So there has been 591 different reviews.
Okay.
And so this is off of, I guess this is audience review, so that doesn't even count. Because
yeah, that doesn't count.
It's fans.
15-year-old girls.
It's got a 4.8 out of 5. Right?
Yeah, I just...
So,
So I listened to the first few songs, and I was like, all right, well, maybe it'll pick up. And then I listened to the next few songs, and I'm like, all right, maybe it'll pick up. And then I listened to the next few songs, and then I'm like, all right, maybe it'll pick up. It all sounds the same to me. It does.
Well, she's become so big that any sort of critic, and like you said, you're too big to fail.
I don't want her to fail.
No. I'm just saying, like, when you reach her level, no matter what you put out, we assume... that it's going to be a monster.
Like, this album couldn't flop.
It's impossible to flop.
Right, but isn't there a difference between it being a monster and it being really good?
And you'll find out. So in 6 months, you'll see whether or not this just continues to be a juggernaut or if it doesn't die off. Like, I'm not trying to compare this in any shape or form.
Uh-oh.
But I remember when, like, my favorite band is Metallica. And Metallica, for a long time, was riding just an unstoppable wave. Like everything they did, what sold millions upon millions of copies. And they came out with Saint Anger after they had taken a break for a while. And that thing came out and immediately was number one, sold a couple million copies. And then everyone was like, oh. And it became just universally, it was crap.
Well, sometimes you do have a stinker.
But it sold.
Yeah.
So if you looked it up and you saw where it ranked, if you saw the number of copies sold, it's a monster album for them. And yet everyone, universally, including Metallica fans, hate it. They even make fun of it when they're in concert and they play a song. They're like, hey, here's a song off everyone's favorite album. They know everyone hates it. So this may be one of those that in 6 months, Taylor Swift fans are even like, eh, you know, hey, it's not the best.
Do you think they would react that way, though? I don't think they would. I don't know. I just think that it's just different than Metallica in a sense that I think her fans are always going to be like, oh, that's great. We're great. We support you no matter what.
I think
they would never admit that it wasn't.
I think that fans of an artist will eventually come around where you won't trash it, but you'll be like, oh, this wasn't my favorite. Because everything can be the best album. Not everything she puts out is going to be the best thing she's ever done.
Do you know that her ticket prices for her shows are falling? Did you know that?
So there's just no way you can keep that up.
Yeah.
Right?
So she's overseas. I think she starts, I don't know, maybe in May or maybe it's sooner. I don't know. She's going to be in Paris and some other places. And ticket prices are not that expensive.
Yeah. Well, again, this is when you ride a crest like she had, there's just...
You can get into her show for $200.
Okay. Which is still super expensive.
I mean, that's a lot, but not compared to what you used to have to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was $400 when people were going in Seattle, right?
At least.
Yeah. I mean, I think $400, just get in the building.
But again, find me anything that keeps at that level. It's impossible. So people are going to say that it's a dip, and people are going to say that she's... And she hasn't lost anything. It's just...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Eventually, anyone that wanted to pay $1,000 to go see her has already seen her. So when she comes around again, not everyone's going to be able to afford $1,000 to go. By the way, a lot of 5-star reviews. Rolling Stone.
Out of how many stars?
Well, at 5. Rolling Stone gave it 5 stars. The New York Times gave it 5 stars. Lot of really positive reviews from big music publishers.
You know what she needs to do now?
What?
I think she needs to make a country album.
One up, Beyonce?
Oh, wait. Wasn't she already country?
Oh, I completely forgot. Yeah.
She left country.
She left country. She gave country the bird.
Well, let me just tell you.
And I do remember when everyone was like, you dumbass, you just ruined
your
career.
Yeah, why would you do that? Yeah.
All the country, you know, people were like, well, how stupid can you be? You're going to, you know, say goodbye to your career. We don't want you anymore. Well, she's done just fine moving
over.
I'd
say more
than
just fine. But
I would say so.
Take it from this reporter. And this is a reporter that does not really care for either of their musics. Mm-hmm. Beyonce's new album, and I am an objective reporter. I have listened to both. Beyonce's new album is better than Taylor Swift's. Mm-hmm. You heard it here first.
The Beehive loves you and the Swifties.
Bebe.
Not going to be happy.
But I still love Tay Tay. All right. Hey, Suk, you were not a part of this, but back on February 26th, Buck and I did a seggy on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees.
Yep.
Oh, that was really difficult to pick who should get in.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, we predicted who we thought would be in and who wouldn't. The results are in.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to go through how we did.
Is Taylor Swift on the list?
Coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.